All right, hanging out with Jesse T. How's everything going, Jesse?
Hey, can't complain. On the go train, on the way to Canadian Music Week in Toronto. The fun never stops.
Well, here at River Country Rising Stars, we do love playing your music, whether it would be songs about margaritas or songs about numbers. And now we're getting ready to play a song. Almost Beautiful is the title of it. But let's let the listeners have a chance to get to know you a bit better. I mean, you're from Kingston, Ontario. You were recently nominated at the CMAOs for your second album, Burning Back. What got you into country music and what keeps you pushing forward?
You know, country music is something I grew up on, as well as like a bunch of like 50s, 60s rock and roll. But my best friend, one of my best friends moved in two houses down when I was in grade 6, and her dad used to play at Legions in country bands. And that was really where I think like a bunch of my country music knowledge started. And it honestly, I fell in love with the stories. I fell in love with the songs. And when like music is always kind of called to my heart, but it was really at that point that I was like, I think I want to start writing these things for myself. And here we are quite a few years later. And yeah, the nomination for the album this year was just unreal to have the validation and just kind of pat on the back from my friends in the industry, especially with an album that meant so much to me, was really special.
So what is it like being an emerging artist in Southern Ontario? Because Ontario is not typically as well known for its country music, like let's say here in Alberta or even Saskatchewan, but there's lots of great talent coming down that way. Sort of what's that sort of scene really like for people?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's competitive, but it's so cool to be amongst it, if that makes sense. I'm one of those people that loves to be kind of immersed in music. And I think Ontario is really one of those scenes. A bunch of my friends are artists in the scene. There's also like, I live in Kitchener-Waterloo and there's so many opportunities to play in Ontario. So I'm just so thankful to be a part of it. There's a lot of talent coming out of here.
So do you find that living in the Kitchener-Waterloo area gives you maybe more opportunities than say in a big city like Toronto, where country music isn't as popular traditionally as maybe outside of the town?
Hard to say. I've never lived in Toronto, but I think Kitchener-Waterloo has really supported me and my music throughout the years. This last project was funded actually by a grant that Waterloo provides called Waterloo Arts Fund. And there's just so many phenomenal local and independently owned businesses there that have really helped me just cut my teeth and figure out kind of my place in the scene and help supported my original music along the way. Like a lot of the bars are super friendly to me playing original music and selling merch and stuff like that. I've made a lot of my friends and fans in those venues. So I don't know. I have to have a strong belief that wherever I move, the music will follow. That's the benefit of being online these days. But I can say Kitchener-Waterloo has definitely been a beautiful home.
So what inspires your songwriting? Because you've written songs again, like I Can Be Your Margarita, which is a very fun one. I'm not sure where the inspiration for that one came from. Just a Number, which you wrote with Elise Saunders and Nicole Ray there. And then even going into, I guess, a little bit about Almost Beautiful, with co-written with Jamie Warren.
Yeah, it was like, again, speaking of the caliber of artists coming out of Ontario, all of those folks are in the Ontario scene. But yeah, the margarita one, I'm a little bit of a tequila queen. So I love my tequila. And we were trying to work through like a really complicated love song and it just wasn't going anywhere. And so we just figured what was the most kind of ridiculous title that was working around in our notebooks. And that's how I Could Be Your Margarita started. Just a Number was a really pure and honest conversation between Nicole, Lisa, and I, just about being a woman in the world and some of the struggles that we face, especially in the industry, us determining our values based upon sometimes those numbers that get projected onto us. And Almost Beautiful was, again, another really honest conversation with Jamie Warren about a relationship that I was in at the time. And I think we all deserve the most pure and fulfilling kind of love. And this was kind of the validation that I needed to find that for myself.
What keeps you living in Ontario there rather than, say, moving down to Nashville or heck, maybe even out to a Calgary?
Oh my goodness. You know, I would say every few weeks I have the urge to move to Nashville or out to Calgary. I've been to Calgary a few times. I absolutely love it out there. You guys know how to party. But Nashville, I've gone down a few times kind of per year just to dip my feet in the pond. Obviously, it's crazy competitive and crazy talented down there. So it's cool to kind of see and keep, you know, a pulse on what the American scene has going on. But yeah, I don't know. I've just, I've always loved Ontario, and I've just bought my first home, which is really cool. So to have a place that I can just kind of call my own and then still tour to do my music has always been a little bit of a dream.
So what was really the motivation? You talked about sort of like, was the idea sitting down to write Almost Beautiful with Jamie, or was it just something that sort of came about for it?
With Jamie and a lot of the folks that I've met through the Cedar Tree Camp, like Carrie DeMayer and Rick Hutt, it starts off with a conversation just about life and where you're at and what's going on. Because what I found is sometimes those are the best songs, is they come out of a really real place and an honest place. And it was just, it was a situation I was going through at the time, trying to figure out if the relationship that I was in was truly made for me, or if my heart was calling me to do something different. And thankfully, I've had a lot of mentors along kind of my musical journey, Jamie being one of those, not only as an artist, but also as a friend. And, you know, we started kind of this conversation of, you know, the verses. We were like thunder without rain. We were like smoke without flame. We were one step away from being worth it. And it felt like we were just onto something. So yeah, the lyrics, I think, just poured out of an honest situation. And yeah, those conversations, I think, make for the best song.
So what made you want to put this one to radio of all the other ones you had off Burning Back, or even something that's may or may not have been recorded since Burning Back was done?
That is a great question. Thank you for asking. So this song in particular was actually kind of the front runner off of Burning Back. I put it out and just kind of let it exist in the world. And this one was the front runner for streaming and just the one that I had received the most comments on. And I've always been kind of a fan or music appreciator first mentality. So if people tell me they like something, I'm going to roll with it, because it's like, you know, that's the whole reason that I do music, is to hope to connect with people. And this was just one of those songs. So I was kind of sitting on the album and trying to figure out if it was going to be a new project that I was going to, you know, work on and release. And then I just figured, why not give this one a shot? And I'm really, really proud of what this message is and the tone of the song. So yeah, now Almost Beautiful is out in the world.
So what does the rest of your 2024 look like for you? Because I know it's been busy with the CMAOs, Canadian Music Week right now, but sort of what is the summer, the fall? Obviously, I'm guessing somewhere down the line, the plan is some more music to come out, but sort of what all's on tap for 2024 for you?
Absolutely. So you're getting a sneak peek, because you're actually the first interview that I've had of this year, which is kind of cool. So I do have some festivals happening this summer. I'm playing at Hollywood Jamboree, which is in Belleville. For those that might not know, I'm actually a background vocalist and tambourine player with Jason Blaine as well. We have a bunch of fly dates. We'll actually be coming out to Alberta, which will be really fun. And then I do have some pretty big shows opening for some maybe Canadian artists you might know in the November area, but I can't officially release that yet. But obviously new music will be being recorded and writing, because I believe that stuff ever stops.
Awesome. Well, I didn't know you played tambourine for Jason Blaine, so that's really interesting news to find out for myself even.
See, that's why we have these chats, right? We figure these things out. Yeah, I've playing with Jason for about 2 years now. Grew up on his music, just a huge fan of him and obviously the music he puts out. So it's been a pretty dream gig to be a part of that.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk, Jesse. I'm sure people are going to love Almost Beautiful as much as I do. And hopefully you have a great rest of your year and hopefully get the chance to see you in Edmonton during CCMAs again.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you for taking the time to chat and helping to promote this song. It means a lot.